better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Should he be, should his approval rating be tied to this? Are these things under his control?
It's not Biden's fault. And to the same idea, Biden has relatively little that he can do about
it. You live in this ridiculous candy-colored fantasy land.
We are laughing.
Wait till you see President Biden's poll numbers when we hit February or March, and then it all sinks in. The credit card bills from Christmas, and then obviously the heating bills for your home or for your gas. This is not going away anytime soon, and for the media to try to make excuses for it, let's put it this way. Under the 45th president, I am certain we wouldn't see headlines like that.
No. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Wow. Oh, hold on. My phone's ringing. Oh, my gosh. Look at who's calling. Hello. Hello, Mr. President.
Hello.
Hello. Stupid cordless phone. How you doing, Gertie?
After 2 years, you're back. America's back.
Well, now I don't even feel like pie.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I have to start the show by quoting Jackie Chiles, Kramer's lawyer from Seinfeld. I am shocked and chagrined, mortified and stupefied. End of quote.
I'm shocked.
End of quote, as Joe Biden would say, reading off the teleprompter. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, who has the day off today, the day after Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving. Reality has come back and slapped us harder in the face today, as Joe Biden is instituting a travel ban in the United States from countries in South Africa. This is not who we are as a nation. That's what I thought. I thought that this did not define us, that this is not what restoring the soul of the nation looked like. I mean, that's what Joe Biden was telling us throughout his campaign, right? This is not who we are as a nation. We're an open, welcoming, accepting nation. And we're banning travel from South Africa into the United States. And this is all because of, dun, 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 the new variant, which earlier today was simply known as B.1.1.529. Reads like a congressional bill. House version 11529. Very well may be. Who knows? I don't know. But now it's known as Omicron. Omicron is the name of the new variant. We had the Alpha variant, which was the original virus, then the Delta variant, then the long forgotten and much missed Lambda variant.
There was a Mu variant for a while.
A Mu variant. Am I forgetting one? The big one was the Delta variant. This is like so now we have the Omicron variant, which sounds like a transformer.
Orson Welles is Omicron.
Thank you. Did you read my mind, or did you see me looking that up earlier today?
No, I'm just a geek.
Okay.
It's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, Unicron was the name of
the planet.
The planet transformer, that's yes. Right. Orson Welles played him in 1985, I believe. That was his last movie role. He died shortly after that. He gave, I think, a Dick Cavett interview or something like that, and then died hours later in 1985. But that was Orson Welles' last role, Unicron. Which is I think we should call this the Unicron variant. This is the last. this has got to be it, right? This is the destroyer of worlds. This latest variant, because it's the ultimate variant, and we'll get into a little bit of the science behind this variant. But Joe Biden is now instituting a travel ban. This is the news.
I can't help but notice he's not banning travel from Norway and Sweden and other Eastern European countries.
Well, they've already instituted travel bans from South Africa. Those countries, I believe, they've already done their due diligence, because they didn't run this campaign of you know, we need to be accepting of everybody. They didn't virtue signal their entire campaign. President Biden announced that the United States will restrict travel from South Africa and seven other countries starting Monday as a new coronavirus variant has emerged, administration officials tell CNN, acting on advice from who else? St. Anthony Fauci and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Biden administration will restrict travel from South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, Mozambique, and Malawi. Officials who are still learning more about the variant said the policy was implemented out of an abundance of caution, given the WHO, the WHO, has now identified this as a VOC, a variant of concern. And we'll talk about that and what that means. They put out this entire missive in which they announced the name Omicron. Yeah. It's too good. And apparently there is, in Futurama, there's an Omicron. There's
Omicron Persei 8.
Omicron, yes. Persei 8 is the name of a planet that one of the villain characters on Futurama hails from, Lur. Omicron is, again, B11529. This was the missive that the WHO put out earlier today. In South Africa, in recent weeks, infections have increased steeply, coinciding with the detection of B11529. I feel like I'm reading characters from the Star Wars universe. The first known confirmed B11529 infection was from a specimen collected on November 9th, 2021. Could that be a person? Is a specimen a person? Preliminary evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection with this variant as compared to other VOCs, variants of concern. The number of cases of this variant appears to be increasing in almost all provinces in South Africa. Based on the evidence presented indicative of a detrimental change in COVID-19 epidemiology, that's code word for the science has evolved. This illustrious group of scientists has advised the World Health Organization that this variant should be designated as a VOC, and the WHO has designated B11529 as a VOC named Omicron.
Unicron! Unicron! Answer me!
I am Unicron, destroyer of worlds.
As such, countries are asked to do the following: enhance surveillance and sequencing efforts to better understand circulating SARS-CoV-2 variants, submit complete genome sequences and associated metadata, blah, 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 blah. Do all the science stuff you've been doing, cut off, you know, travel from countries that seem to have spikes in this variant. And they do say the very early studies on this say it is a lot more infectious. And how convenient, right? The day after Thanksgiving, how convenient this Friday news dump of this new variant that's out there is supposed to scare everybody into submission. That's what I think this is about, scaring people into submission over the vaccine. Although they're going to be testing the efficacy of the vaccine on this new strain, this new variant, and what that'll tell us, who knows? But I do imagine that they're going to come out and say, at least preliminarily, oh, you know, the vaccine is still fairly effective against this variant. We have no reason to believe that, you know, as they've been saying this whole time, and as has been proven, the efficacy of the vaccine drops precipitously as time goes by and has no comparison for natural immunity to the actual virus. If you've been exposed to it naturally and you've overcome it naturally, can we come up with something new, please? Can we get off vaccines, variants, COVID? People are done with this. I know I've been done with it for quite some time, but they try to revitalize new fear. Now, I was listening to, as people know, I listen on my Raycons to Randy Newman, and he's got a great song that's called Just a Few Words in Defense of Our Country. And in the lyrics, he says, you know, it's fear seems to be patriotic. I'm paraphrasing. Fear is supposed to be patriotic these days. We once had a president who said we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But now it seems people are more afraid of being afraid. And that's it's just so prevalent and should I say rather relevant. I'm pulling a Joe Biden today. Relevant today than when he first recorded it, which was not all that long ago. But that's we continue to conjure up new things that we're supposed to be afraid of and is supposed to scare. We're being scared into submission. And it's not even the people like myself and many others out there who do question whether they need to take the vaccination status or the vaccine. And I've decided from here on out, I'm not disclosing my vaccine status anymore. It's nobody's business whether I am or not. I haven't declared it in quite some time on the air, whether I have been or haven't been. And I'm not going to disclose anymore because it really is nobody's business. But, you know, it just conjures up for people who have been vaccinated that they can't trust the vaccine anymore. It puts a lot of doubt into people's minds, or the science that they've injected into themselves. And that, I think, is what the signalers out there, the Dr. Faucis of the world, are doing. They're not messaging specifically to doubters or questioners, I would like to call people like myself. They're messaging more to the people that have been vaccinated and still are fearful over their own health concerns over the virus, because that's where the real power is. You scare those people enough, they are going to run people like me and people like you out of stores, out of restaurants, out of just polite society in general, because I'm the danger if I am or am not vaccinated. They don't know. But, you know, if you walk around pretty brazenly without a mask, even today, even after we've been through all of this over the past year and a half, almost 2 years now, you are the danger. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls in just a bit. First of all, thanks to Joe Biden, winter heating bills are expected to soar as much as 54% in some areas, depending on your heating source. And that may be an optimistic scenario. Could go even higher than that. One of our clients here at the Howie Carr Show called the mailroom manager a few weeks ago and said his heating bill has already doubled. Our friends at Eden Pure can help you survive Joe Biden's out-of-control inflation without going broke, that is. Until this Sunday, you can save $20 on their Gen 40 heater, which is both stylish and lightweight enough to move easily from room to room. You no longer have to heat the whole house. With rising inflation, demand is high for these units. Order your Gen 40 space heater with code word HOWIEHEATER. The Gen 40 heater has combined both infrared and convective heating systems into one heater. I've used this in my house. I've told you before, my family is an Eden Pure family. We've used Eden Pure products for generations, and we have no qualms with them whatsoever. We love Eden Pure products, especially the Gen 40. It's a stylish heater. It works very well. It's got safety features built into it. The two technologies that this heater uses work together to warm a room more efficiently. Most space heaters use just one form of heat, which isn't as energy or cost efficient as the Gen 40. Don't wait for your first huge heating bill or one that's coming, maybe in a few weeks. It's going to be even higher. These heaters will sell out. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code word HOWIEHEATER to save $20 and also get free shipping. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word Howie Heater. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
I am
I can't get that low. That's years of cigar smoking and some technical assistance. Orson Welles, gone but not forgotten. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question on the Howie Carr Show is brought to you by the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. The Kathy Ireland Gem Spa will clean your jewelry better than a jewelry store. Save $20 and get free shipping by going to Bellmans.com. That's Bellmans.com/grace. That's Bellmans.com/grace. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
When do you start listening to Christmas music? Before Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, or not until December?
As I get older, I've become a not until December guy. In my younger days, I would have started the week of Thanksgiving. Then my immediate post-college years, the day after Thanksgiving, that's when you can get started into the swing of things. But nowadays, I feel like Christmas is thrust and rushed upon us. So it's not until December for me.
77% of the audience agrees. Wow. Not until December.
See, that affirms my old manish status. I'm agreeing with the populace of the Howie Carr Show listeners. 844-500-4242. The lines are full. Let's get to your calls. Paul, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Tyler. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to comment on your opening statement about the ban from travel from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, I've heard that before. Not from Africa, but these people, I'm concerned that they might not be able to get to the United States. So, couldn't they just?
I know where you're going with this. Come up through southern parts south of us? Is that where you're getting at?
Sure, yeah. It'd probably be a cheaper flight, too, from Africa to Mexico, and then they can just walk across.
Yeah, no passport required, no vaccine mandates, nothing. Wide open, and we'll get you on a bus or even a plane even and transport you to another part of the country, get you set up with some, you know, very cushy benefits. And you'll be living the life of Riley. That's a very good point, Paul. Yeah, the borders are wide open. You can still get in here in record numbers, as we've seen from the October numbers of immigration encounters along the southern border. It's incredible. Yet, 20%, you know, Alejandro Mayorkas, our border czar, you know, whatever you want to call him, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, has told us, point blank, 20% of the people coming over the border are COVID positive. They're sick, and we're just letting them in. No vaccine mandate, no masks, nothing. Just, it's sickening. Walter, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Walter.
Well, the previous caller stole my thunder, so there's no sense in bringing that up. But I would suggest to everybody listening that they go to the Barnes & Noble or Amazon and get a copy of Patrick Buchanan's book, Suicide of a Superpower. Excellent read. It's also available on audio CD. That is what I prefer, so that I can listen to it while I drive.
All right, Walter. I would also suggest that you find other outlets than Amazon or Barnes & Noble, both companies, fairly woke. Billy, very quickly, we've got 20 seconds. Go ahead, Billy.
I just want to say that I agree with you 100% on the COVID shots. And another thing, and these politicians said that they want to protect the people. How the hell are they protecting the people when they're letting everybody in?
I know. Thanks very much for the call, Billy. And my point is on not releasing your vaccination status. When you go out in public, you don't know anybody else's vaccination status. So what does it matter if you know or don't know what mine is? We'll be right back. Grace's News coming up on the other side. I'm Taylor Cormier.
It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, and now you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. Raycons offer amazing sound quality starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. You get 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. And their new everyday earbuds come with 3 new sound profiles. So whether you're using them for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, you can make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. This holiday season, get them a pair of Raycons or just get one for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
See, no matter how original I think I am, if you go on Twitter, you'll be proven wrong. You weren't the first to think of something. I just looked up Unicron on Twitter, and there were other people that had the same idea. Now, I didn't post it. I should have posted it when I first thought of it to prove that I was the first. But Jared, you and I, we're not as original as we thought. Dave Rubin posted on Twitter that it sounds like Unicron. He says Omicron is Unicron's little brother.
Destroyer of moons.
Who is Unicron?
Unicron is a is he technically a transformer?
Yes, he is an ancient transformer that devours planets.
Yeah, it's this transformer is as big as a planet. It's a planet-sized transformer.
He's a robot that transforms into a sphere.
Jared, now, is this Marvel?
No, this is something separate. This is
You remember the Transformers cartoons? Transformers, robots in disguise.
I bet they were like the Avengers.
No.
No.
How do you keep track of all these?
You don't.
Jared does.
Well, he does.
It's burned into my almost eidetic memory for these things.
Okay. I'll say. Unicron. Learn something new every single day.
I can tell you what song Frank Sinatra released on what record label, but I can't tell you anything about
it's all about the important facts up there. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I could remember every lyric to Kanye West Gold Digger, but I probably couldn't tell you much else.
I never watched Transformers when I was a kid. And
loved it.
The Michael Bay reboot that they did.
Yeah.
I've never been into action movies. Actually, you know what, guys?
What?
Big life update.
Yes.
You know what I started the other day? A movie I'd never seen. I did not finish it. Let me start by that. I will finish it, though, because I enjoyed it thus far.
Give us a hint.
It's a big blockbuster movie that's been out for a very long time. Like I said, I don't typically like action movies.
Only so a couple of those.
This was not something I typically would watch.
Die Hard?
No, it's along the lines of a Die Hard. It's that big.
Okay.
You're close. You're very close.
Jared, any guesses?
Lethal Weapon.
No. I'll give you a hint. Russell Crowe.
Gladiator.
Yes.
How is that along the lines of Die Hard?
Well, it's like a big epic tale, you know?
It all takes place in Los Angeles.
It's a big action movie. What do you mean?
Pretty sure Alan Rickman's in there somewhere, right?
I liked it, though. I only got halfway through, so I didn't like it that much, but
I'll tell you something.
Are you not amused?
I've never seen it.
Are you not entertained, Jared?
Okay, she's watched it.
She's watched it.
And you know what I have to say? This is just for the ladies out there. I never really understood the whole Russell Crowe thing. I get it now.
Have you seen him in his latest movie?
No.
It was like some MAGA truck driver who goes on just this rampage because some woman pissed him off in traffic.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that, but I liked him in Gladiator.
He's a big fat guy in that one.
He was looking good.
It's like Marlon Brando. When he was younger, he was this sex idol, but as he got older, he was just this giant fat blob.
Yeah, but he still had something going on.
Marlon Brando?
Yeah.
I will show you a picture that will disillusion you.
Why
of
do you
all
want to ruin everything for me?
Because I do this to my wife. She's
I like Stanley Kowalski.
She sees Marlon Brando in a movie. Oh, wow, I love him. Every time she says that, I show her that picture.
That's being a buzzkill. All right, guys, I also wanted to add in, I have a question about the poll question.
Yes?
The poll question is, when is it appropriate to play Christmas music?
It's not when is it appropriate. When do you start listening to it?
Okay, so I don't...
Before Thanksgiving, the immediate day after Thanksgiving, or you have to wait until December?
See, I'm really behind. I really don't listen to it till the week of when it's on the radio, mm-hmm. like when it's kind of unavoidable.
Oh, it's been on the radio for 3 weeks already.
But what I would say, but certain channels play it on the radio. But you know when everyone plays it like the day before Christmas? But my question is, when do you start putting up your Christmas decorations?
So I think because some things have that are going on in our lives personally, we're going to get our Christmas tree this weekend.
Got it.
Yeah.
So good. It's going to be a popular weekend to get your tree.
If we can find one. There's a shortage, apparently.
Yeah. No, I believe that. By the way, everyone, Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC, your Fisher Plow distributor in Hudson, Mass. Tux has Fisher Plows for every brand of truck, GMC, Ford, Chevy, Ram, Toyota, Nissan, and Jeep. It's time for a new Fisher snowplow or spreader from Tux Trucks GMC Fisher. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. Well,
now you're just
being mean.
I just showed Grace the Marlon Brando picture. That should ruin it for her.
All right, now.
That will never leave your mind.
I want to tell you guys something. Obviously, yesterday was Thanksgiving, and we heard a lot about the backlash leading up to Thanksgiving. A lot of people have a problem with it now. It's not a woke holiday.
Thanksgiving? What's wrong with Thanksgiving?
Well, according to Black Lives Matter, we're all eating dry turkey on stolen land. But I didn't.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't want to get into that part of it. This is the newest backlash. There was a video of a live turkey watching another turkey.
I did see this.
Bake in the oven. And it had sparked backlash. And I wanted to get your take, Taylor. You are Howie Carr today.
I was the turkey in the house.
I thought you were going to sing a song. Turkey in the straw. Isn't that a song?
Maybe.
Maybe.
There is one turkey hoping for a presidential pardon.
I think that song is racist, actually.
A TikToker split audiences online after posting a video depicting a live turkey stumbling upon one of his counterparts roasting in the oven on Thanksgiving.
Why was this live turkey in the house?
I know, and it does feel a little bit, I don't know, classless. You know?
If he's an invader into the house, and he can't...
Well, he didn't look like an invader. He was pretty calm. He was just kind of... You know, hopping around the kitchen. Looked pretty comfortable.
Turkeys,
because they can't be aggressive.
As far as birds go, are generally, and this is not all turkeys. I'm not a turkeyist. I'm not a birdist, speciesist. But my truth of turkeys, they're mean.
They can be.
They
fair.
Are
Don't
nasty, vile creatures. We have in our neighborhood. A roving gang of turkeys.
Yeah.
Given half a chance, a turkey would eat you and your whole family.
No, they really...
six...
You have to be careful.
Eight turkeys that just, you know, they wander the streets.
In the neighborhood, yeah.
And do you want advice? Because you know I always give animal advice on how to deal with certain animals.
What is your turkey advice?
You have to...
Because they come up onto our lawn, and I can show you. We've got pictures on the doorbell. We have to lock the doors.
Similar to bears. What you want to do is you want to be more aggressive than they are right off the bat. If you have a moment where you show fear, it's over for you.
Yeah.
So when you see
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
When you see them, you have to make it known. I am the alpha here.
To this roving gang of turkeys.
I have two hands.
Each of them 3 feet high with beaks as sharp as kitchen knives.
Yeah,
not to mention their cartilage knives on their legs.
I mean, if you have the option to just go inside and shut the door, of course. But I'm saying if you were in, let's say, a gladiator-like type situation where you're at the Coliseum and it's just you and the turkey, you have to go on the defensive.
Now, the question I have for the turkeys in my neighborhood are they boosted? Have they gotten their booster shots? That's what Joe Biden said the other day. He said, these turkeys are getting boosted, not basted.
Oh, did he really say that?
Yeah, can you pull that?
I missed that. I was actually away the week of the turkey pardon. Did he have any good turkey
jokes? Were
you
away? Yeah, I guess you were. The boosted, not basted, it's not bad. It's growing on me. But his delivery is, he's not a comedian.
No, he's not. All right, now I also wanted to tell you, speaking of Joe Biden, the Bidens are attending the Nantucket Christmas tree lighting after Thanksgiving at Billionaire's House. President Biden and his family are expected to attend Nantucket's annual Christmas tree lighting festival Friday after celebrating Thanksgiving at a Billionaire Pal secluded island retreat. So the Bidens, they got to Nantucket, they got a pretty warm welcome from all the beautiful people, except for one guy. Who flipped Joe Biden?
I saw that.
The turkey.
Yeah. Fox News called it a single-digit approval rating.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so it appears like he had a good time at Thanksgiving. He managed to call Al Roker, which I didn't know that would be top of the list for the president on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was strange. And it was like a 30-second phone call. And you'd think it would be kind of a big deal, a big get to get the president on Thanksgiving Day. You'd kind of want to make a segment out of it. But he called up during the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade and just it didn't even sound very coherent.
No, and you know what?
Which is not, I mean, that's par for the course.
You know how sometimes like a celebrity, for example, celebrities like the Kardashians, they always go on Ellen DeGeneres. And it's strange because they don't really do a lot of other talk shows, but they seem to have some sort of bond with Ellen where they'll go to her first. Mm-hmm. Al Roker seems to have some sort of bond with Joe Biden. He got the fist pump at the inauguration.
Yeah, he got the fist pump on the parade to the Capitol.
Biden said that, what was his exact quote? Do we have that cut, Jared? He said something like, Al Roker is here, America is back.
He says when Al Roker is up and America is back.
I didn't associate those two things together.
What's your message to the American folks on this Thanksgiving Day?
My message is, after 2 years, you're back, America's back. There's nothing we're unable to overcome, Al. And you're one of the reasons for that, pal. You're always up. You're always rooting.
You're always up. You're always rooting?
Rooting.
Rooting tooting.
Rooting tooting. Did you see, like, the beginning of how that segment started? Al Roker had his cell phone. He said, oh, look who's calling me. And he showed the camera, and it was a picture of Joe Biden and you know, slide to answer. He's got an iPhone. He didn't slide to answer. He just put it up to his ear. And I was like, okay, come on. Stop with the theatrics. You're not fooling anybody.
And you're not even good at it.
No.
Speaking of the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, who we haven't really seen a lot of, she reportedly spent over $500 on cookware in a Parisian shop amid the U.S. Economic uncertainty. This is, I was discussing this over the holiday, and I was saying, you know, the funny thing about Trump was, he was very in tune with what was happening on social media. And so sometimes I think he would see criticism and he would purposefully say, let's mess with them. Let's switch it up. Like, for example, he was getting criticism for spending another Thanksgiving at Mar-a-Lago. So suddenly, the morning of Thanksgiving, he's in Afghanistan. And I think it's partially because he obviously loves the troops and wants to go there. But right. I also think it keeps the left on their toes because it's like, what are you going to say now?
Mm-hmm.
The thing I find interesting about Biden, Kamala, Jen Psaki, is they're getting so much heat, and it's not 24-hour. It's building up over weeks and weeks. People are saying he's staying in a billionaire's house. He's going to Nantucket. She's buying all this expensive stuff. People are letting them know that this is optically bad, and they don't seem to care. They don't course correct at all.
Yeah, no, yeah, they don't notice. There's no self-reflection.
No, and it's the lack of concern over how they're being perceived by people who are really struggling right now. It's kind of amazing to me.
Yeah. She's $500 at this little boutique shop that she couldn't buy this stuff here.
Yeah. And I can tell you what she got. She took home a serving dish that cost $375 and a frying pan that cost around $160.
I doubt that $300 of food in totality will ever touch that dish throughout Kamala Harris's lifetime.
Is there a lack of serving dishes at the White House? Is that what the problem is?
I don't know. I wonder if she, did she put up any
tweets?
She's
at the Naval Observatory.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Did she put up any tweets? Remember the year she put up a tweet of her cooking on Thanksgiving and the apron still had like the crease in it? Like you could tell everything was brand new.
She just pulled it out of the package.
Yeah. they're so predictable.
Some flour on the apron in a pattern.
Yeah, the Biden administration, man, they are not connecting with the American public. All right, Taylor, that's all I got for today. I will be back at 5:30 for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Excellent. That is good news. Thank you very much, Grace. 844-500-4242. More on the travel ban from South Africa to the United States and the new Unicron variant. Coming up, I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Yeah.
He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
And eventually, peanut butter and jelly were selected based on their temperament, appearance, and I suspect vaccination status. No, is he? Yes, instead of getting basted, these two Turkers are getting boosted.
What's a Turker? These two Turkers are getting boosted.
By the way, this is the first documented case of letting the unvaccinated be executed.
Peanut, and he also said peanut butter and jelly. Boy,
that's
oh boy.
How they pronounce it in Delaware.
Delaware. President Joe, Dementia Joe, has released a statement on the Unicron variant. He said, this morning I was briefed by my
chief... It's all about round-the-clock sex.
Chief medical advisor, Dr. Tony Fauci, and the members of our COVID response team about the Unicron variant, which is spreading through southern Africa. As a precautionary measure until we have more information, I am ordering additional air travel restrictions from South Africa and seven other countries. These new restrictions will take effect on November 29th, Monday. As we move forward, we will continue to be guided by what the science and my medical team advises. That should have been end of quote right there for Joe Biden. But he goes on. For now, I have two important messages for the American people. And
I'm
one,
not the president.
That's the third. And one for the world community. First, for those Americans who are fully vaccinated against severe COVID illness, fortunately for the vast majority of our adults, the best way to strengthen your protection is to get a booster shot as soon as you're eligible. Get boosted, not basted. Boosters are approved for all adults over 18, 6 months past their vaccination, and are available at 80,000 locations coast to coast. Safe, free, and convenient, he says. Get your booster shot now so you can have this additional protection during the holiday season. They don't even know if this works against this new strain, but he's... This is, as far as I'm concerned, misinformation. This would at least, on Snopes.com, need more context already. So second, for those not yet fully vaccinated, the unclean of you, he doesn't say that, I put that in there, get vaccinated. Oh, I'm reading this in his whisper. Get vaccinated today. This includes both children and adults. America is leading the world in vaccinating children ages 5 to 11 and has been vaccinating teens for many months now. Finally, for the world community, the news about this new variant should make clearer than ever why this pandemic will not end until we have global vaccinations. I'm going to put a footnote there as well. After the break, at the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you about this one scientist, I believe he's based out of France, a Nobel Prize-winning scientist who says, the vaccination is why we have these variants. This is why we're getting this super steroided version of COVID-19 that we know almost nothing about, except that it could be a lot more infectious. Again, they said that about Delta. Delta was a flop as far as I'm concerned. It really didn't go anywhere. But this is why, according to this doctor, we're having these spikes. We're having these surges. We're having these resurgences of different variants because we're vaccinating everybody. And I said this one of the last times I filled in for the Howie Carr show, that vaccinating everybody is not necessarily a good thing. The United States, Joe Biden says, has already donated more vaccines to other countries than every other country combined. Who cares? In addition, I call on the nations gathering next week for the World Trade Organization ministerial meeting to meet the U.S. challenge to waive intellectual property protections for COVID vaccines. Are they meeting by Zoom, or are they actually getting together? Because if they're not meeting by Zoom, by your standards, that would be a super spreader event. I never understood why the COP26, the G7 summits, they can't be held. They can't be emails. Nothing new was gathered as any part of those meetings. No new information was learned. It's just a glad-handing, you know, shoe-shining event that they love to rub elbows. In a time when they tell us we shouldn't be rubbing elbows with each other. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Yes, instead of getting basted, these two Turkers are getting boosted.